Mishnah Vepevav and Medvez. Dr. Mishnah Zaka Mamre Abhi Bezen. A Zakain who is Mamre, who rebels against Bezen. We refer to him as a Zaki Mamre, a Zakain who rebels, but it means Mamre Abhi Bezen. He rebels against Bezen, which Bezen, as the Mishnah will explain. Shinemar. If there'll be something hidden, meaning there'll be an argument in halacha. Now obviously it's not going to be an argument in a specific case, but it's going to be an argument in a general halacha, which will pertain to many cases. But the idea is there'll be an argument in halacha that's negeya, as the Gemara will give you many examples, that's negeya to many different cases, and they will have an argument. So the halacha is shleisha batidinim hayusham. There were three Batei Dinim in Yerushalayim, Rashi says. Really, they were in the Harabayas. Echad Yoishav HaPesach Harabayas. One was in the door of the Harabayas, inside the Chil. When you came into the Beis HaMikdash, there was the Harabayas. Then there was a little bit of a wall made out of lattice. And beyond the lattice wall was a section called the Chil. The chil led up to the Ezra Snashim. The one that was Yashiv HaPesach HaRabayis, Rashi says, was at the door of the chil before the Ezra Snashim. That's where the Bezin that was Yashiv HaPesach HaRabayis.
Was the Bezin of 23?
Bezin of 23. And there was Echad Yashiv HaPesach HaZara. One was between the Ezra Snashim and the Ezra Yisrael, and the Azara. When we talk about the Azara, we're talking about what starts as the Ezra Yisrael. There's a 187 by 135 Amma area called the Ezra Yisrael, the Azara. Now, the Ezra Snashim was before that. As you're coming east to west, the Ezra Snashim was before that. In between the Ezra, at the doorway of the Ezra, Azara, between the Ezra Snashim and the Ezra Yisrael was this Bezin. I had a little bit difficulty in trying to understand this because the Ezra Snashim had 15 steps up to Ezra Yisrael. The end of Ezra Snashim was at one level, then were the 15 steps up to the Ezra Yisrael. So I'm not 100% sure where Bezel was located. The bottom of the steps or in the top of the steps? The top of the steps walked right into the gate, into the Azara. Seems here they were Al Pesach Azara. Now there is no place on top of the steps, Al Pesach Azara. So it was at the bottom of the steps perhaps. I didn't see anybody discuss whether this Bezin was located in the Ezra Snashim by the doorway of the Azara, meaning by the steps, or on the top of the steps into the Azara. It doesn't say so. It just says Al Pesach Azara by the door of the Azara. So I don't know which end of the steps they were on, because there was a 15 step, which each one went up a half an amma, I believe. So you're talking about a 7.5 amma, which according to the Chazal Hanish would mean a 15 feet drop between the Ezra's Azara and the Ezra Snashim. And it says they were Al Pesach Azara. I'm not 100% sure exactly where they were located. The Echad Yoishav Belishkas Hagadzis. This was a room in the Azara. This was half built in the Azara and half built out of the Azara, meaning not in the east-west way, but in the north-south way. And half, I believe it was on the northern side of the Lishkas Hagadzis. And it was half in the Azara and half out of the Azara. And they had these little things on the ground, like pegs, to show you where you went into the Azara and out of the Azara. And in that Lishkas Hagadzis, the Sanhedrin held court. That was the Sanhedrin Hagadol of 71. They were in the Lishkas Hagadzis. Let's catch up with Rashi. So Rashi Gimel Batadinim Ha'isham Yerushalayim. The Mishtoi Bakrova come to Valisa. The Pasuk tells when they have an argument to go up to Yerushalayim. So obviously, when we're talking about Gimel Batei Dinim Hayusham, we mean where they came to. Echad Yoishav HaPesach HaRabayis, Hu Shar HaMizrachi Shelufnim Menachil, at the eastern gate inside the chil, Lufnei Ezra Snashim, before the Ezra Snashim. Echad Yoishav Lamala Himenu Kishavra Ezra Snashim Abon Lufnei Ezra Yisrael. And one was when they passed the Ezra Snashim and came to the Ezra Yisrael. Again, I don't know which side of the steps it was on. Echad Belishkas Hagadzis Shibenuya B'tech Azara, it's built into the Azara. Chetzi B'chaydish V'chetzi B'chayl. Half was in the Kaidish, half was in the Chayl. K'namina B'seder Yuma. The Sanhedrin sat on the Chayl side of the Lishkas Hagadzis because no one sits in the Azara. Sanhedrin had to sit. They sat on the Chayl side of the Lishkas Hagadzis. Dr. Mishnah Baita. What happened is, as the Gemara is going to explain to us, the way it was the top dayanim of the courts in the cities across Eretz Yisrael were nominated to join the Bezin of Chav Gimel on the Pesach HaRabayis when there was an opening. And they moved to the Pesach HaRabayis, and then if there was an opening in the Bezin by the Azara, they were elevated there, and from the Bezin, the Azaras, where they called to the Bezin HaGadol. So really, the top Bezin in Eretz Yisrael was the Bezin HaGadol. That was the Bezin of 71. Then there was the second top Bezin in Eretz Yisrael, were the Bezin and the Azara. Then there was the Bezin and the Pesach HaRabayis. They were also a very selective group of Dayanim, taken from all across Eretz Yisrael, the top Dayanim. So it was like you were nominated based on the Sanhedrin HaGadol, who picked these Dayanim, who handpicked these Dayanim from all across Eretz Yisrael to join the Batei Dinim as there was an opening, as the opening became available. Now, so you, when they had a shaila in any city, the step up would be to go to the Bezin Al-Pesach HaRabayis, who is a higher level Bezin, not because they have any more power, they don't, they're a Bezin of Chav Gimel, but because they know more. Because obviously, if they're on that Bezin, that means they had been the top Dayanim across Eretz Yisrael. So they went to the Pesach HaRabayis, Omer Kach Darash to the Kach Darash to Chaveray, this is the way I learned, and this is the way my friends learned, Kach Limati to the Kach Limdu Chaveray. This is the way I taught, and this is the way they taught. In Shamu Amru Lahem, if they knew the answer, mostly Amru Lahem, they said the answer. Vim Lav, if they didn't know the answer, or the Dayan did not accept it, he challenged them as well. So they went to the Amim Lav, Bolam Leishin Shepesach Hazara, they went to the next level, which is the Bezin that's on the door of the Azara. If they knew the answer, they all end up coming to the Bezin of Lishkus Hagazis. From there, Tyre came out to all Yisrael. They made the final decisions. So they said the decision. We are now assuming that the decision went against this individual. He was on the losing side of the decision. Chazer le'irai, the shanag belimet kederach shayelom at pater. If he's just teaching and he continues teaching his opinion, he's pater. As long as he's not paskening, as long as he's just teaching, theoretically, it's fine. Even though we'd like him to accept the psak of the Bezin HaGadol, he is required to accept the Pesach of Bezin HaGadol, but not acceptance, non-acceptance does not give him a chiyuv misa. He's not listening to Bezin HaGadol, and it's a chiyuv that you have to do k'chol asher yerucha. You have to do exactly what they paskin. You have to accept their psak. He doesn't, bad boy, but he's not chiyuv misa. However, let me just finish. Yom Hayra Lassites. However, if he tells people to do things differently, he's still paskening lemaisa like his original psak against the Bezin HaGadol. Chayiv is chayiv misa shenemar v'isha sheyase bezadon ein chayiv asheyer lasos. Yes.
First of all, this zaken, does it have to be that, or this just happens to be the situation? Can be any individual.
It has to be somebody that's on a Sanhedrin, on a bezin of 23. If he's not on a bezin, there's nothing to talk about. We're going to see the next line. Talmud Shoherilas is pater. Someone who's not fit to be in a bezin, and he paskins not like the Bezin HaGadol, is not a Zonka Mamre. Nimtachum Roy Kuloi. Because he has the stringency that he's not a Roy Loi Roy, he's not supposed to be any Paisik, not supposed to be paskining these kind of questions to begin with, so it ends up it saves his life. Meaning, to be a Zonka Mamre, one has to be qualified to be a Zonka Mamre, that he has to be a member of a sitting bezin. If he's not a member of a sitting bezin, he cannot be a Zonka Mamre.
So a person who goes to the city, he asks a shaila, they pass this way, he says, I think you're wrong.
And it's not a person, it's a member of bezin. It's not a person, it's a member of bezin.
Okay, fine, I'm saying is, but a regular...
regular person will not be chayav misa for being a Zonka Mamre.
Even though, now, can he take... himself and whoever else wants to come to Yerushalayim?
Nobody listens to him. He's not a party of discussion.
Nobody
listens to him.
No one listens to him. I mean, the brethren of Bezin listens to another person also.
It's not true. He's a member of Bezin.
But he lost the case 21-1.
Doesn't make a difference. He's still a member of Bezin. So therefore he has a right to say, let's go find out if I'm right or wrong. He's a qualified person.
And the first court they go to say you are wrong,
and he refuses to accept, we go on.
Even if they know the psak.
He refuses to accept, we go on. The only way to be a Zonkin Mamre is to make it all the way up to Bez Nagadl, who gives the final psak, and then the guy doesn't accept.
And he must be
right.
Is Phil the only one to bring him to these
base in Yerushalayim? He goes. I mean, he's supposed to go himself. But the obligation is to go
because so he's coming by himself.
That's a machlokes mishainim, whether he comes by himself or they have to go along. Some say they don't have to go along. Some say they do have to go along. And the diagram from the word elu ve'elu bon lebez nagadl. Who's the Elu the Elu? Does it mean the other Bati Dinim? Does it mean the original Bezin? Did he have to come along? Did he consent him by himself?
What happened was there was a base in his city, and he just didn't...
He is a member of Bezin. This is the key here.
Right. And he didn't accept what the others said.
He disagrees with them in halacha.
Yeah,
it's not a specific
a
case.
Halacha or an old halacha?
Well, let's give the Gemara a chance.
But from the Mishnah, yes. It seems like the reason they go to the next step is because the first two courts didn't know the Pesach.
Right, so I added, or he refuses to accept. Because he can't be a Zonkin Mamre unless he makes it all the way to the top.
So even if they said the Pesach, and he said, too bad, he can still bring them to the next court?
Correct. The appeals process goes all the way up to the Sanhedrin HaGadol. But that's where it ends. Rashi.
The difference between a mummer and a mamre?
Mummer is somebody that's over in the town and personally does things wrong. This Zonkin Mamre is a paisik.
Yeah.
It's a totally different thing. Rashi born Lezesh HaPetzach Barabai Zonkin Zesh HaHirah B'Iroi V'Nechlik Bezun Shib'Iroi Olof. And the Bethan in the city argues, Viskika Akasim, the Torah required him while Shvayim, the Lishol, to ask. Gubon, who? Bethan should be Irai. Rashi says the Bethan comes along. The Bethan says, Shah Pesach Harabayas, Shariboy Pagan Chilab, because that's the one they meet first. Talmud Shah Relasis, Talmud Shaloy Higira Lora. The Talmud that did not come to Hira. He's not capable of being a Pesach. The Nechlik, Ha Bethan should be Irai, Ubol, the Bethan Agadlu Visholu. They went to Bethan Agadlu and they asked, and then he went back passing like his own. Putter. He has no right to be a Paisik to begin with. No one should rely on his sack. Muflo does not mean the best guy in here. It means someone who's fit to pass, because I mean a big Gemara. Gemara in Saita says they didn't put anybody in Sanhedrin until they were 40. Nasalai Kaula Paisim and Amisa ends up being a Kula for him, that it means he does not have Misa. So Rashi says the Talmud is someone under 40 who's not fit to be a Paisik. This is a big machlokes Rishayim. When the Gemara in Saita says that a member of Sanhedrin has to be 40, is that a minimum age, or is that when we require the person not to refuse the position? The Gemara over there says under 40, he doesn't paskim. Does that mean he's not allowed to paskim, or does that mean he's not required to paskim? He can refuse the job till he's 40, then he's obligated to accept if they need him. That's the Mashaila how to learn. The Rambam does not bring the halacha that a member of Bezin has to be 40 years old. Rashi brings it here. He quotes the Gemara and Saita. So there's two ways to understand the Rambam. Either the Rambam, two ways that I saw of understanding the Rambam. Either the Rambam holds that it's not a requirement that you have to be 40. It's just that if somebody refuses to serve, he's not obligated to serve. He can say, I don't want to do this. Leave me alone. I don't want to be on Bezin. Till 40, but after 40 he can say no. Or the other way of learning is that the Rambam holds that once there's Svarim available, the necessity of 40 is no longer there. It was only in the days when everything was Baal Peh, and they had to have, so there we wanted somebody that was more seasoned, older, but now that there's Svarim available, it's not required, so therefore he leaves the Halakha out. That's what they say. He leaves the Halakha out, so there's two understandings of why the Rambam says it. Interestingly enough, it's in Prague, the Chuba Me'ava brings down that his Rebbe Nari Yehuda ushered people from printing Svarim under 40. Because he was bothered by the fact that everybody was printing Svarim, this is in the days of Rabbi Yehuda, and people were spending time looking at the new Svarim and not learning the older Svarim of the Rishaynim and the Kadmainim. It became a new thing. You learn every new Sefer that comes out, and Rabbi Yehuda was bothered by it. Also the fact that he wasn't sure that all these people putting out Svarim were reliable. Who gave, you know, like, what makes them... So he put a ban on the Rabbi Yehuda in Prague, put a ban on anybody under 40 printing a Sefer. Only over 40 were they allowed to print a Sefer. He based it on this halacha that you can't pass them till you're... Till you're 40. But it didn't become widespread. It did not become accepted. This was the Rabbi Yehuda in Prague at that time. Yes.
So this individual, the Besim Gadol told him, you're passing correctly. The way you darsh the pasuk is incorrect. You are... Okay. He goes back. He becomes a Rebbe, it looks like.
No, he didn't. He's a Talmud.
No, I'm talking about the case of the person.
He's a member of Bezin.
No, and he's teaching.
He's still paskening. He's paskening or teaching?
Teaching.
Teaching is not a psak. As long as he doesn't tell people to do it, he can say, this is what I believe, this is what I think is right.
Well,
it's the wrong thing to do, but he's not Chayav Misa.
He's teaching Sukkot incorrectly.
Yes, that's not Chayav Misa.
But he's not going to be, he's not getting the shlishi for it.
Well, that's up to the Gabbai.
What?
That's up to the Gabbai. No, he doesn't get shlishi for it. He's being over an Isser. You're not listening to Bezin. Yes.
Would he be obligated to say to people he's talking to his teaching that the rule of
such and such? He's obligated to stop darshaning his way.
Right.
And he's not listening. He's wrong, but he's not Chayav Mitzah.
Right.
It's only Chayav Mitzah if he tells people to carry it out. Something to my advice. If it will be covered from you, something will be covered from you. So we dash him in the word, it doesn't, mufla usually means the top dayan. That's not what it means over here. Here, mufla shivabezin means a mumcha, somebody who is a professional dayan, meaning he is royal of the pasak. So krashi, the mumcha lebezin, the mute talmud. Mimcha, now we're going to talk about which cases it's Negeya. Now, it'll be very cryptic as the Brisa goes along, but the Gemara will explain each part of the Brisa. So we will give the Gemara a chance after we read this Brisa. There'll be three different opinions in this Brisa. But we'll just read the Brisa first, explain it generically, and the Gemara will go through each individual case exactly what they're arguing about. Mimcha Zeyayetz. The word mimcha tells us that the argument can be pertained to something that's called yayit, eitzah, which refers to Ibur Hashanah. Ibur Hashanah is called eitzah. And since it's called eitzah, the Torah, the word mimcha refers to that. We learn it out from a pasuk. Shenat v'chein weimer, mimcha yotze chaytze chaytzev al Hashem, from you somebody went who thinks against Hashem, Rabed, yayetz b'liyau, he advises people to drop the yoke of Hashem. Now, all we want to prove from here is that the word memcha is used in the context of yayetz. So therefore, when the Torah said memcha, it tells you, do a word search. What kind of argument does the word memcha refer to? Something that has to do with eitzah. Something that has to do with an Ibur Hashanah. So one of the cases, which the Gemara will explain what they're arguing about, that it can be a Zaki Mamre, is that the argument pertains to a question in Ibur Hashanah, whether there should or shouldn't be a second other. Rashi, Mimcha Zayayit, Shenechlag B'Ibur Hashanah Hakari, that's called Soid V'Eitza. It's called Soid, means a group, right? Kenayam Siach Soid, Sarfei Kaidish, Soid means a group, V'Eitza and a council, Kedem Afarish L'Kaman. Dabar. Ki mechale mimcha dabar. This is in this week's parsha. Right? So we say, what is dabar? Zu halacha. They're arguing about a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. One of the cases could be, again, we're giving you all kinds of possibilities of what this argument is about. They're arguing about in halacha l'moshe m'sinai. He claims there is one, or there isn't one, and the Bezin claims there is. The other way, they go to the Bezin HaGadol, the argument is about Halacha L'moshe M'sinai, Dr. Rashi, do Halacha Halacha L'moshe M'sinai, Sh'afalo Nerek. That kind of argument pertaining to that is enough to get him killed. Again, the Gemara will explain each one of these cases. L'mishpat, says the Apollo M'chad Gavr L'mishpat, Zehadin. They're arguing about a gzeira shava. They're arguing about a limud. Should they make gzeira shava? Should they not make gzeira shava? With obviously ramifications in halacha, and he sticks to his guns against Bezen HaGadol. Rashi lemishpat zadinim nechlik b'davar halimot lomid b'din gzeira shava, gam hu nerag. The ilu did mamish, if it meant a court case, a monetary court case, civil hedge ben din ludin, says that. Ben dam ludam, Pasuk continues, they're arguing about dam ludam, ben dam nida, dam leida, dam ziva. It can be one of three bloods that they're arguing about. The blood of nida, the blood of zava, and the blood of leida. A woman gives birth, she's tamei leida, they can be arguing about the halakhos of that blood, and we'll see what the case is. The Gemara will go through each one. He can be chayav misa for any of those. Bein din ledin, bein dam dini nefashos. Whether it pertains to dini nefashos, bein dini mamonos, dini makos. Again, it can pertain to any kind of judgment, whether it is capital, whether it is makos, whether it is money. Again, he can be chayav misa for disagreeing. The Gemara will explain the cases. Rashi, b'dam nida, dam leida, b'shnechduku, b'dam nida, oi b'dam leida, oi b'dam ziva, they're arguing in one of those cases. B'nega l'nevait. B'nega l'nega, b'nigei adam, nigei batam, nigei begadam. Makes no difference which kind of plague it is, whether it affects people, houses, or clothing. Rashi, nega l'nega, shnechduku, b'nigei adam, oi b'nigei begadam. Why Rashi doesn't bring batam here, I don't know. The divrei, the pasuk continued, divrei, revoice b'sharecha, words of argument. Divrei elu hacharomim v'erchem v'hagdeshes. Right? It could have said divar. What is divrei? To include things that are done with mouth. Erech, person, charomim, it's person donates something to cherem. We'll see what that means momentarily as we go along. Erchen, that's a person donates his Torah set value. And hagdeshes. There can be an argument pertaining to that. It can be chayim misa. Divrei rivay zatrashi. Havalei lemichtav divariv, siv divrei rivois, the rabbis to include charamim erchem v'agdeshes shem bon v'cholam ayidei divrei peh. The reason they're included in the word divrei is because they happen through the word of mouth. Rivois, zu hashka saita varifas egla v'taris mitzaira. Things that happen through argument. Hashka saita, an argument between husband and wife. So it leads to the drinking of the saita water. Arifas Egla is obviously an argument that resulted in a murder. And Tyrus Mitzaira, the reason a person becomes a Mitzaira is through Lashon Hara, which usually comes about through an argument with someone. And therefore, when the Tyra says something to do with argument, includes three kinds of arguments that can result in halacha, which is saita, Mitzaira, and Arifas Egla. Rashi. Do Ashka Saita Shai the Riv Shivena the Bain Violet, a fight between husband and wife. Ariva Sa'egla, Shachol Naragai de Mariva, that the person who got killed obviously threw a fight. Tyrus Mitzairish, Afna Goem, I de Riv Shalosh and Hara and Boem, they come through the fight of Losh and Hara. Bisharecha, Zeleka Chikhopeya. The Pasuk says that you should leave it to the poor, would eat it in their cities. So it talks about matanas aniyim. Leket is what falls down when you harvest. Shikha is if you forget to harvest or you forget a bundle behind. And pay is the corners of the field. Rashi, the leket shikha peya shein laniyim shikasa ben v'ochlu b'sharecha. Again, the fight, the argument between Bezen and this person is about these halachas. The kanta, mi Bezen, get up from the Bezen that you're sitting on. V'alisa and go up. By saying the word up, the Lamech of Bezit Beis Hamikdash Gevaya Eretz Yisrael. But the Beis Hamikdash is in the high part of Eretz Yisrael. Now this is Lav Davka. The Gemara clearly states in Zvokim that the Beis Hamikdash was not built at the highest point of Eretz Yisrael. In fact, there was a place called Ein Itam that was 23 amas higher. But the David HaMelech Darsh in the Pasuk that it says, Ben Ksefa of Shachin, Hashem rests in the shoulders. The shoulders are not the highest part of the person, but somewhat down. And therefore, he built the Beis HaMikdash not on the highest point of Eretz Yisrael, but a little bit lower down. So when it says Beis HaMikdash Gevaya Mikol HaRotzes, some Achrayim learn it's Lav Davka. Rashi says Yushalayim is higher than Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says the Beis HaMikdash Gevaya Mikol HaRotzes is referring to Yushalayim. That's how Rashi gets out of the problem that the Beis HaMikdash was not in the highest part of Eretz Yisrael. But Yishlayim is the highest city. And what highest means is not so simple, because I don't know in Eretz Yisrael, but the Gemara is going to say the second Eretz Yisrael, Gevoyah Mikol HaRatzos, Eretz Yisrael is higher than all the lands. I mean, it's not necessarily true that Eretz Yisrael is higher sea level than any other land. So the Chasam Sofer says that Eretz Yisrael, Gevoyah Mikol HaRatzos means when you put the globe, your globe should have Eretz Yisrael on top. That's what it means. It means in the way the perception, Eretz Yisrael, you go up to Eretz Yisrael. Like we go up to the North Pole, because even though it's a globe, right, but that's the way our globe has it. You go up to the North Pole and down to the South Pole. So the way we our globe should be is Eretz Yisrael is on top. And Eretz Yisrael is Gevoyah Mikol HaRatzos. That's our perception of the world should be that way. That's how the Chasam Sofer explains it. Rashi? So Rashi, come to me, Bezin, come to me, cloud the Yoshim, my skin on their sitting. They used to sit every day in their place where it sat till the time of the meal. They sat the first 6 hours of the day. Bezin was open for business. Everybody used to come for their judgments of Psak, B'chol Ir V'ir. Bezin was warned that if there's an argument, go up and resolve your argument of Bezin Hagad. The language of Esamignish Gavai Meretz Yisrael, the Kamtav Alisa Lamokim, Shmami Noyen Loch Ir Meretz Yisrael, Shein Yushalayim Gavai Mimenu, there is no city in Meretz Yisrael that Yushalayim is not higher than, Meretz Yisrael Gavai Mikol HaRatzos, Tana Debraisa Kamasik Lemose. It has nothing to do with this Pasuk, he's not finishing that off. The Lai Mai Kol Yoluf Lekam Mepharish Menolam, the Gemara will explain where, but we know that though.
So, you mean to tell me that if they argue in a case of Shogeg,
again, it's not on a specific case. It's on a broad halacha. Let me explain to you what I mean. A trial comes. Sometimes the argument can be in the specificities of this trial. Did the guy see him? Did the guy not see him? Was it enough? Is this enough to slug up Adam? That's in specificities of a case. We go basarabim, right? And we either exonerate or convict the person. What they're arguing about is a halacha. What is the halacha in this case? It will manifest itself in different ways. For instance, they're arguing something is mutzah or asr on Shabbos. Now, if they're arguing it as a thing like that, they better find out. Right? You better find out if it's mutzah or asr on Shabbos. That's the difference.
Child of hatred, that's what
I tell you what, let the Gemara do its thing. The Gemara will take care of your question.
This is my new detail, but that will usually happen only because people were arguing.
It's what usually happens. Why do people murder?
So in other words, if someone comes to the city and he's...
That's not what it said. It says that usually Eglah Rufa comes out because of a murder.
I thought it was a simple robbery or something.
And that means they fought.
I mean, they fought after he left the city and...
They fought over the money. That's called a fight. Now, I thought you were going to ask me, what if he ambushed the guy never saw anything, he killed him straight out. There would still be an Eglah Rufa. But that's the normal case of a murder, is that they had an argument, the one guy murdered the other guy. That's all. It's just picking the norm. So, to give my advice. Bishleim, El HaMokim, Elamich HaMokim Gairim. Meaning that they have to be in the right place. If the Sanhedrin is not located in the Lishkas HaGazis, they don't have the power of Sanhedrin HaGazil as far as Zakim Mamre is concerned. Meaning if they all went out to Beis Pagi to expand Yerushalayim, or they went out to Eglah Rufa according to one man the Amar, then there's no halacha of Zakim Mamre. Zakim Mamre has to be that he meets them in their location on the Harabayas, in the Azara, in the Lishkas HaGazis. Not the Gemara Vait. Mishloim and Beis Hamikdash Gavai Meretz Yisrael Duchsev Valisa. It says the Kam to Valisa. El Eretz Yisrael Gavai Mekol HaRatzos Min Olay. How do I know that Eretz Yisrael is higher than all the lands? Duchsev Lachayim Hine Yom Bo Amum Hashem. Days are coming, Hashem says. V'loyim Ruhay, they will not say, Chai Hashem 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 Hashem. We won't be praising Hashem for taking us out of Eretz Mitzrayim. Kim Chai Hashem 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 we will praise Hashem who brought us up and brought Beis Yisrael from the land of the north, when we call HaRatzos HaShidachtum Shem, and from all the other lands that they had been thrown there, the Yashua Admasim, and they will settle on their land. Pasuk is saying that when Mashiach comes, our Ikar praise will be thanking Hashem for Yitzhiyah of this Golos, not of Yitzhiyah's Mitzrayim. And the Pasuk says, Ashehelo. The Pasuk says, Ashehelo, Mikol HaRatzos, is mashma that Eretz Yisrael is higher than any other land. It says, Asher Hela, he brought up Klal Yisrael from all the lands that had been thrown there, and that is a raya that it's bigger. Rashi, Eretz Yisrael gevoy mikol, Asher Hela mikol arutz, shtachtum yoshua avmatzim, shmaminah, that's matzim gevoy mikol arutz, d'chsiv Hela, it says Hela. Fine. Now we're going to go into the halachas of Zakim Mamre, and we're going to come back to this brisa and go through each case of the brisa, how it qualifies someone to be a Zakim Mamre. Tanur Rabban. Zakim Mamre ain't a chayim al adavish is dain a karat ishi gugasu chakas. Dibur Rameir. A Zakim Mamre is not chayim only if the argument leads to a something that can be karas and the shaykh would bring a chakas. Meaning, if this, according to Rameir, if the argument would never have an impact of something that could be punishable by Karas, that would not be enough to make the person a Zakim Mamre. So if they come and ask you, Shiloh, on whether they should say Ab HaRachmim on Shabbos or not, and Bez and Paskins, they should say Ab HaRachmim, and the Zakim Mamre goes back to his city and Paskins not to say Ab HaRachmim, that is not a Chi of Karas, nor B'Shagig, if you skip Ab HaRachmim, there is no Chi of Chatzis. Therefore, according to a mayor, that would not obligate a person to be, that would not make a person chayav misa. Again, you're mechuyev to listen to Bez Nagot. They say to say Avarachmim, you should say Avarachmim, but that's not going to be mechayev a person misa. There has to be a manifestation of Karis, the Mezid, and Chatas B'Shagig in the argument. Now, as the Machloikis, we show them whether the story of Karis and Chatas has to have happened, or there has to be the possibility that this argument could lead to a karas and a chatas. When he goes back and he paskins, is he paskining in a case that involves karas? Or is he paskining in a case that doesn't involve karas, but this argument could have repercussions in a karas case, for instance? He paskins, this is the case of Machloikis, let's say, this is Machloikis Rambam and Ramban. The Bezim paskins that chametz is usher at 6 hours, the sixth hour of the day. It's usher b'hanah. B'daraisa, it's only usher at chatzais. Rabbanon added an hour. The Zakim Mamre questions that isser and says the chametz is not usher b'hanah during the sixth hour. That is a rabbinic argument. Right? It has no biblical, it's not based on the Torah, it's based on the Rabbanon. However, it makes many nafkaminas. If chametz is aser b'hanah during the sixth hour, a person who does kedushin with that chametz, the lady is not mekudeshes. If chametz is not aser b'hanah during the sixth hour, a person who does kedushin with the chametz, the lady is mekudeshes. Okay? Now, the lady lives with someone else. She's an eishes ish, she's not an eishes ish. There is chorus ramifications. Now, at what point is the argument considered a zakim mamre? When he goes back to the city and tells the lady, you are Mekudeshes? Or when he paskin to begin with, that the chametz is motabana? The Rambam says, any argument that can result in a chi of karas, it doesn't have to be that he paskined it in a case of karas. But the fact that he paskined something that could result in karas is enough to make him a zakim mamre according to a mayor. The Rambam argues, and he says, no, it has to be something that he paskins that pertains to Karas as of now. He went back to the city and told the lady, this is a good kedushin, and therefore your second kedushin with someone else is invalid, and therefore you're married to the first guy, and meanwhile Bezim says she's married to the second guy, and there's a Karas Lamaisa. So this is the Machloikis Rishayim. I'm going to stay away from the Machloikis Rishayim. I'm going to go like the Rambam Shita just because I have to pick one. And any argument that could result in Karas can be a Zakim Mamre. This is what the Rameir is saying. So if they're arguing about something that can manifest itself later on in a question of krisis, he can become a Zakim Mamre. Okay. Yeah. Even more than Karis. It's Karis included. In the Arashra is Karis. Chametz in the sixth hour is not Karis. Well, if it's Asa Banda, the Kedushin is not a Kedushin.
So there's no punishment for using it, is there?
No, but if she married somebody else, and who she married to, it's Karas ramification.
you get karis plus? I mean, that's isn't he minimal of karis?
Well, karis means minimal of karis. It means if there's no edim and asra, it's karis. I'm going to learn this again in Machlokes, because we're training him how to learn this. We're going to learn, like, I have to pick one way, I guess I'll pick Tyson's way. That Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says anything that is based on the Torah, and it's not explicit in the Torah, was explained by the Chachamim, and they're arguing over that explanation. And the Gemara Mishnah, next Mishnah, is going to give an example of Rabbi Yehuda's case. I mean, there are many cases that are Ikram and Divisaira, Perusha and Divisaira. I'll just give an example that the Mishnah will give. How many batim you wear in Tfilim is not explicit in the Torah. It's darshan from a pasuk. That's called Ikram and Divisaira, wearing Tfilim. Perusha and Divisaira, how much batim to wear, whether they're square or not square. Things like that, that's explained the Divrei Seifrim, meaning by Allah, that's called Divrei Seifrim. We rely on Chazal to explain, Tairat Shabbat Peh, to explain it. That's Perushim and Divrei Seifrim. Sheminaymer, Afilu Digdik Achim and Digduse Seifrim. Any drasha, even if it doesn't pertain to Karas, even if it's not Ikram and Divrei Taira, some drasha is also eligible to be a Zakamam. Rashi? The Rashi, Malahal, there's no Rashi. Drunk to Gemara Bites. My time of the Rameyer. Where did Rameyer get to say that it has to be Ikra Medivrei Taira? Drunk to Gemara, I'm sorry, that it has to be Karas. Drunk to Gemara, Gomer Dover Dover. He has Xerish Shavak. Siv Hakan Ki Polam Mukhav Dover Lamishbak. Uksiv Asam Venelam Dover Me'eni Hakol. That Pastor is discussing Bezan who Paskin wrong. And the Gemara in Huria says that Bezin who Paskin's wrong has to bring, the Pasuk says, has to bring their own carbon. But it's only in something that B'mezid doing it is Karas, and B'shoigig an individual will bring a Chatas. So if Bezin Paskin's wrong, they bring their carbon. And the Pasuk uses the word Benelam Gavar. Bezin will forget something. And we identify that something that they forgot as something that if it's done B'mezid would get the person Karas. So we say, just like Malah Halon Dover Shechayev Alzayin Ekaras Hashigas Chatos, just like over there, the Chayev Bemezid Karas and Beshegi Chatos, Avkan Dover Shechayev Alzayin Ekaras Hashigas Chatos. Also over here, it has to be something that's Chayev and Mezid Karas and Shegi Chatos. That's what Remeir learns. Malah Halon Dover Shechayevim Kedi Afinim Bohuri Yisrashi says, like we learn on Horus. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Api haTaira asher yerucha." In the parish of Zakim Mamre, it says, "Follow the Taira that they teach you." So you say, "Ad ikka Taira." There has to be something explicit in the Taira. V'yerucha, and you have to have a teaching of Chazal, something explained by Chazal. That's why Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be ikra midivrei Taira, in perusha midivrei Sefer. Rabbi Shimon darshens the word asher yagidu lucha min amakim ahu. Anything that they tell you from Sanhedrin. Afilu Koldu. Any drasha, even though it's not based on something explicit in the Torah, still one can be a Zakim Amra. So we have three different opinions to be a Zakim Amra. Rameyer requires it to be something Karas. Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be something explicit in the Torah, which the Rabbanan explain, and they're arguing over the Rabbanan explanation. And Rabbi Shimon says any Rabbanan explanation, even not based on a Torah pasuk, that they're arguing over, even though there's nothing in the pasuk explicit about the whole subject, is enough to make the person a Zakim Amri. That is the three shitas. Now we're going to go through that original braisa and show you how each case can be karas. Rabbi Yehuda needs something that the Torah mentions it, except we need it by tefillin. Rabbi Shimon is saying even if it's not mentioned in the Torah at all, it's just the halacha l'maishim misinai.
So, for example, the Sukkim, who they learn Sukkim not like Chazal, none of them would be under the category of Zakim Amri.
Yes, they would. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they definitely would. They are arguing on Pirushim and Divrei
Seifer. But they're not posketing.
Right, because they're not the Sanhedrin. Exactly.
Right.
But yeah, exactly. They would not be Zakim Amri because they're not Paiskim. Exactly. Unless a member of Bezin turned into Tzedukim. Which theoretically could have happened.
Oh.
the same way the Kohen Gadol turned into a Tzedukin.
What do you mean, when he came back to the... Okay, fine.
I mean, unfortunately, the Tzedukin were a very powerful force, and many people joined them, right? That's the Gemara. Amalei Rav Chinen, Uthuna Bar Chinen L'Rava. Tzedukin L'Li L'Ha Masnisa, L'Bedra Meir. Go back to that previous Brisa that went through all the cases of argument and show me how Rav Meir, who needs chorus, would be able to fit into that Brisa. Show me how in Ibur Hashana it's Negei Chorus. Show me how in all those cases, right, there was a whole list of cases, show me how each one could manifest itself in chorus. In order to be a Zaka Mamre, it needs to be able to manifest itself in chorus. Show me where this is Negei Chorus. Amalei Rava or Rapapa. So Rava tells Rapapa, "Hook Tergum away. Go teach it to him." So Puna Bachinin asks Rava. Rava turns to Rapapa and says, "Explain it to him." So he goes through it now. Ki Yipale Mimcha B'Muflush B'Bez Nakas Medaber. The bride has started. Ki Yipale means he has to be an authorized member of Bez. Mimcha Zayayes. Mimcha means it has to be someone that has to know how to had involved in Ibur Hashanah. Qualified person that knows how to make Ibur Hashanah. Obviously, this in order to argue about Ibur Hashanah, you got to be qualified to discuss it. Kiditnan, what's the argument about? Kiditnan, hey, the idu shem abrim es Hashanah kol other. There was an argument whether you're allowed to add an other after Purim. Remember, in those days, they did not have printed calendars. And they decided on a yearly basis whether to add an other. We discussed this way back when in the first parent. And there's a machloikas at what point they're not allowed to add anymore. One Tana says they're allowed to add till Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the other Tana says they have to make the decision by Purim, based on the fact because people from Purim count 30 days to Pesach. Once they celebrated Purim, it's going to be very hard to change their mindset that Pesach is a month and a half away. And therefore, they'll eat chametz on Pesach. And the other Mani Amr says, they're allowed to do it to a Chodesh Nisan. People will get the message that Bezin decided, and we have nothing to worry about. Now, this has chorus ramifications. He decides, they decide to make, we paskin, we always have the Bezin paskin the right way. So, they decide you can make Pesach other days till Nisan. He paskins, he says to them, nope. Cannot make other days till Nisan. It's after Purim, you're not allowed to make other days. He goes home and tells people, Pesach is this month. 30 days from now. 29 days from now. They go tell people, Pesach is 59 days from now. He's feeding people chametz on the real Pesach. Based on his sock to people, they are now eating chametz on Pesach. Here you have an argument about Ibur Hashanah, and its ramifications are chorus. Because of his psak, people might eat chametz on Pesach. That's chorus. And therefore, in that case, he becomes a zaka mamre. He tells people, Pesach is now, hayra lasos, after Bezin told them Pesach is a month later, chay misa. That would be the case of Ibur Hashanah that manifests itself in chorus. So you have the machlokes, the Rambam, the Ramban. Does it have to be that he actually told people? Or he told people it's other days now, and people might eat cars. Or did he have to actually, does he have to actually paskin that that's not Pesach? Again, we'll just leave it that, we'll assume that he just has to paskin whatever happens after. Yes.
Is this a local basin telling people when to...
No, the Bezin Agadol.
So what does that do? This fella came from...
He was in a local Bezin. He was in a local Bezin, and he worked it out that they're not allowed to be Ma'abra Shana.
I thought only the Beit Yerushalayim is the one that declares.
Yeah, but he went to argue the case, and he told Beit Yerushalayim that he feels that they have no right to do it. They said we do, and they paskin we do.
It wasn't him arguing in his city with his base then.
Well, it could be that the argument that wasn't pertaining to anything in his city, right? It has to do with Beit Yerushalayim, correct? Chazanish is bothered by your question, and therefore he says that, see, there's a number of problems here. The first problem is that the halacha is if Bezin makes a mistake. We had this in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. If Bezin announces Rosh Chodesh on the wrong day, they're right anyway. Meaning there's halacha of Atam Afilu Mazidim. Even if Bezin intentionally decides it's Rishchaydish tomorrow, not today, or today, not tomorrow, it happens the way they say it. So let's say that Zaka Mamre is right, they're wrong. They're right anyway. They announced that it is other Beis. So what is he questioning? What's the argument about? He said they weren't allowed to. Fine. They weren't allowed to. They're bad boys. But they're right anyway. After Mafilum is either. So in that, the Makoinim answer, that halacha is only by Kiddush HaKadosh, not by Yibur HaShanah. A mistake in Yibur HaShanah does not work. That's what they answer. Who gives the answer? Baruch Lener. Baruch Lener. Baruch Lener answers that it's only by Kiddush HaKadosh. There's a second question here. This argument whether you're only allowed to do it to Purim or to Rosh Chodesh is not Makis. It's preferable. The ones that say you're only allowed to do it to Purim are saying you're not supposed to do it afterwards. They're not saying that it won't work afterwards. They just say it's an instruction to Bezin not to do it. So, what are they arguing about? Bezin was supposed to listen to him. He feels they were wrong. They shouldn't have done it. But he agrees that if they went ahead and did it, it's done. So, what is he postulating? That people shouldn't listen to Bezin? I mean, so there's many multiple ways of learning what he's arguing about. Some want to learn, and that answers your question, that he says that if Bezin, that he's arguing on that fact. He's saying if Bezin makes a mistake, if the Evid, it doesn't work, meaning even in a case like this, he holds us even Ma'akib of the Evid, which is not true. Others want to say, the Chazanish wants to say an interesting thing. The Chazanish wants to answer, that he's claiming that every city can make its own Yom Taisim. He's arguing the point that he's saying, I have a right in my city to make Pesach when I think it is. If in a different city they want to make Pesach when they think it is, that's their business. In my city, I'm the boss. In my city, I paskin the Pesach is now. Whatever they want to do elsewhere, they do elsewhere. And that is a terrible thing. That's what the Chazanish wants to learn the arguments about. Because if they're only arguing about whether they're allowed to be Ma'aber, the question is, he agrees that if they went ahead and did it, it's done. The answer is he feels that in his own city he is the authority. Yes. I thought you were saying. Rashi, Tidzan Haini, Idu Klaimi, Ya Puktid Hanak Tanoi, Pligi Zakim Maman Rabbanan. They're arguing in this machloik. Hey, Idu Rabbi Shuva, Rabbi Pais, Rabbi Sempus. It is, Shem Abmis Hashanah Kalad. Abishma Nimbukul Abakaid Mapurim, even though they didn't make up their mind to do it before Purim. The Karos Hamagil Abad, Rishim Akach Rosh, Hashanah Tzrikhil Isaber. They read the Megillah on the first other, and then they decided, Vabruhu, they can do it. Shayimrim, because people said, but these are Hutschkul Ahed, can you try your Shakakamim, Aimim Arapurim Abrim? Veshuv Eim Abrim, only to Purim, and not afterwards. The time of the fire is Rosh Hashanah. The Menapurim is Chilul Lidvik Vilkos HaPesach. They used to dash in Vilkos HaPesach from Purim. The Man Shailim Vilkos HaPesach Chaydim LaPesach Lamajay. The American Kluhu, if you make it further away, like Tzai Shilu Shilu Kepesim, people might not listen. Shkai Shambu Menad Yashanam Vas is Pesach Vasayf Lamed. Vasil is Zuzuli B'chametz and they'll mess up Chametz, yes. Right. I guess he questioned their authority, as Chazanish explained. He said, in my city, I decide when it's Pesach. That's how Chazanish explains to answer your question. Tomorrow it's Rosh Chodesh.